This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Rich Nelson. Rich is Chief Strategist with Allendale. Hey, great to see you.
Well, thanks so much. Certainly appreciate the opportunity to talk with you here.
Okay, Commodity Classic. This isn't your first time to Commodity Classic, is it?
This is actually my second time of all things. I went 20 years ago to one just many years ago when I first started in the industry here. So we're looking forward to talking to a lot of people and getting out in front of the producer here.
And just because this is the first in 20 years doesn't mean you haven't been talking to producers day to day.
No doubt about that. So we're quite active on ag media through everything from radio to TV, as well as written commentaries and such. So we certainly are quite active in keeping contact with the producers and discussing these markets with them as well.
And probably a little out of the ordinary when you're walking down and people are saying, oh, hey, I recognize you, right?
I don't know about that. I'm just a name and a face, and we all do our job. That's all.
So, Rich, a little background about you. How'd you end up where you are with Allendale? Did you grow up in ag?
You know, actually, my father was the first one to leave the family farm in 1964, I want to say it was. And he worked for probably 30 years with Ralston Purina. Everything from feed sales in the 70s all the way through animal health products for the 80s and 90s as well.
Okay, so let's tee something up right now. Seeing a lot of producers around here, but what should they really be focusing on as we start rolling out of May or out of March into April?
You know, key things to keep in mind here. We have had a good couple of years in terms of pricing, and these past couple of years of pricing have more or less encouraged very poor marketing with higher prices as the year goes on. What we're looking at right now is this is going to be a transition year, though, in this supply change and probably moving towards these next couple of years as well. So we are certainly encouraging producers to be very active now in understanding this market, the potential pitfalls awaiting us, certainly after these recent price declines, as well as what could be further price declines ahead here.
You know, it was a few years ago we were talking about, is this the new normal for corn, especially corn as ethanol really rolled in? We're going to start seeing things. We obviously have seen things retreat. Is there room to go further?
You know, actually there is. And the issue here right now is the fact that we're still dealing with demand concerns here for both corn and wheat, for instance. We can argue there's a long-term story for soybeans, which is valid, but the question is, given our problems with demand on the corn side, and potentially with this discussion on production, especially as we're looking forward to a more normal type of production year, I think this is going to be an issue which is still quite relevant for these next few months.
So as prices start retreating, input prices really haven't retreated much at all. So where does that set us?
And that's a pretty big issue here. So we have seen a mild decline in fertilizer prices in recent days. The question for us is whether we're going to have a lower corn price also matched up with a lower fertilizer price, which is something the fertilizer people are trying to argue against right now. So the main issue for us right now is we're looking at break even still in that 540 to 560 area, and this is basis Midwest pricing for corn. We're now looking at new crop futures, actually suggesting some trouble with that break-even discussion. So I think that's going to be an issue which is still front and center for us, especially as we go through maybe some more normalized yield scenarios ahead.
So we've really been focused domestically here. Let's go global, and let's start with South America. What's happening?
So as far as the South American discussion, Brazil is doing just fine. Obviously, a late planting corn as well as a late harvest soybean. I think that's a valid discussion, but the problem is it's not a production hit. We still have full crops in store right now, and you could even argue that even with Argentina's problems, some of their provinces have a 100-year drought. They have a 32% cut in yields right now versus starting trend. So the point for us right now is there are concerns with South America. The problem from the market standpoint is USDA recognized those on Wednesday's supply-demand report with these sharp cuts for Argentina. However, the market did not move. In fact, went lower after hearing of those sharp cuts.
Since we're talking global, let's talk now buyers at this point. Export markets, obviously corn, China, That's been big in the past.
Boy, it sure has. And that's going to be a big issue. Maybe not for us on the U.S. side, but certainly the China story will continue to be played out quite actively these next few months. One thing we've got to point out with the export side, though, is we still have a price disadvantage. Corn right now running about $15 per metric ton under Brazil. Soybean side, we're as much as $41 per ton under, Brazil has a $41 price advantage. So the problem is for us right now is we're wrapping up our old crop discussions, finding out lower than expected exports, especially for corn. And now on top of that, we have the questions with new crop, whether this could be acreage and or yield in these months ahead.
Is there any concern at this point about Mexico and their potential ban on GMO?
I find it really interesting. We're having this extremely heavy arguments with Mexico right now. Canada's also joined in recent days for this discussion. The trade right now feels that there's no believable way that Mexico can pull this off. It's unrealistic even in the first place, even separate from the legal issues. So most of us are still ignoring Mexico as being a valid issue, but it'll certainly be played out in politics these next few weeks.
So we've kind of been focused there on corn, but soybeans as well. One of the issues we ran into last year was some transportation issues using the Mississippi. Will we have to keep in mind transportation issues and I guess, quote-unquote, supply chain?
You know, as of right now, you know, especially with this discussion on Eastern Corn Belt has seen relatively good moisture in the past 3 to 4 months, above normal moisture levels. Portions of the Western Corn Belt have seen some replenishment as well. So in my viewpoint, this will not be an issue which carries over, at least for the next few months. One thing we are hearing of is some private meteorologists are discussing perhaps some central Western Corn Belt-based dryness this summer. So as of right now, it's not an issue, but it'd be something we have to watch here.
Okay, one we haven't talked about at all, and that's wheat. And at this point, we know hard red winter wheat in trouble definitely across the southern high plains, Kansas, portions of Oklahoma, even Texas. Is that on the radar?
It is. And one thing the market has a clear understanding of is this concerning issue of wheat conditions do not exactly match up with actual final yields. And the market knows very well that no matter how hard this terrible crop looks going into winter and coming out of winter, the key determinant of winter wheat yields is spring rains. And as it stands right now, we certainly have the soft red area seeing, and they will continue to see very good rains. We are going to see some moderate rains for the eastern half of the plains in the weeks ahead. So it is an issue, it's a concern, but as of right now, the trade's still holding its breath, waiting for this spring rain story.
Okay, so I've thrown willy-nilly here at you. You get the chance to set one on the tee and hit it now. Everything we could be talking about, what else is Rich Nelson really kind of focused on, and what do we need to keep an eye on?
My 100% focus right now is a simple fact that any math you use on these grain markets right now would suggest that if we do have a normal growing season this year, in other words, trend yield, which a lot of people would disagree with, but if we do have that, if it does come out this year, we will certainly have a significant change in supply, certainly for corn, and a moderate change for soybeans. So I'm 100% focused right now on, number one, spring planting dates, and number two, summer weather. As of right now, the government has an adequate discussion as far as okay growing seasons. Some of these private guys on the meteorological side are suggesting maybe some light problems this summer. So I'm still focused wholly on that yield issue, because that's going to be the prime determinant here.
You've also had the opportunity to participate in a few of the Allendale surveys. Got one coming out just around the corner. Has Allendale over the years been able to get that to where it's really focused much closer on the end number as you go in?
You know, our focus, we do two surveys each year. Number one is, of course, the spring acreage survey, number two, which is going on right now. Number two is our August yield survey across the nation. For the spring acreage survey, this is quite important to point out because this survey has accurately found the direction of corn acres up or down 9 of the past 10 years. Our soybean survey has found accurately up or down acreage in 8 of the past 10 years. So I think in terms of this year's survey, which is over 20 years in existence, this is going to be a very big deal, especially with Wednesday's release of our two-week-long survey. So a lot of people will be focusing on this acreage discussion, certainly starting mid-next week and beyond here.
So good to see you. Again, if we want to follow along with Allendale, how do we do it?
Simple, very simple here. You can look at us on the website, which is allendale-inc.com. Take a look at us on Twitter as well, or just call a simple phone number, which is 1-800-2-MARKET.
So good to see you. We wish you the best.
Thank you much. I appreciate it.
Rich Nelson is chief strategist with Allendale in McHenry, Illinois, from the 2023 Commodity Classic in Orlando. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.